All right, guys. So at some point this weekend, I said to myself, okay, no more stalling. Get your damn shit together, dude. Dropping out and escaping can serve its purposes, no doubt. But when it becomes a regular thing, that's when you're losing. And I don't think I'll ever be like straight edge or completely abstinent from everything. But if you're using substances or alcohol or whatever, if they can be used targeted well, then they can be useful. But me, for right now, it isn't really working. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy process, but I don't want to still be in this situation in like 5 years, or I will have completely let myself down, or more importantly, let my mom and dad down. Can I tell you something ridiculous? Well, it's never stopped me before, but I always called my dad daddy, and I still call my mom mommy. It's like one of those things that for so long I've said that it's weird to just change it one day. It would feel bizarre. It's like, dude, you've been saying it forever. Stick with mommy. And it's funny because sometimes if I'm on the phone and I'm talking to my mom, mommy, and I'm saying something, blah, 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 and I'll be like, all right, mom, and because I can't say mommy in front of people. And you ever have that situation where like someone accidentally calls you the wrong name in passing or something, and then you kind of just let it go, and then you see the person again, and whatever, just they keep calling you that name, and then after a certain amount of time, you just go by that name to them. Because, you know, you kind of know the person, and you can't be like, oh, hey, I know I've been friends with you for 5 years, but my name is Mike, not Jim. But honestly, my main problem this whole week was time management. I usually write the podcast on the weekend, but I just kind of sat around, read, sleep, whatever. So apologize, but I figured I would post at least something. Don't worry, I'm not posting any more of my original songs on here. So yeah, today is a holiday, and I'm off work. And I had planned on writing today, but then I saw that there was an interesting movie out, so I went and saw it. It's called A Private Life, or Vie Privée. It's a French film. It's a slightly Hitchcockian thriller set in France, with Jodie Foster speaking French like a pro, though when she swears, she usually uses English. She's a psychiatrist whose long-term patient commits suicide, but Jodie Foster is a bit suspicious. Was it murder? By the victim's husband? By the victim's daughter? Is Jodie Foster somehow involved? Directed by Rebecca Ziotowski, it has the great French actor Daniel Auteuil. I mean, this dude is as French as it gets. And also Mathieu Almerac. There's twists and turns. It's a little convoluted. But at its heart, it's the story of a rather unlikable American psychiatrist, Jodie Foster, who's kind of self-obsessed and rather uncaring. And in the process of trying to solve this mystery, she kind of learns about herself. The mystery is kind of less important than the character arc of Jodie Foster, who, by the way, is just rock solid in this. It's well-directed. It looks stunning. I mean, forget it, Jake. It's Paris. It's slow-paced, but not glacially, and I totally recommend it. So yeah, that's it for this week. Sorry it's so abridged. Okay. I will throw in a couple quotes I made up. You will either like them or hate them, but see you next week. Okay, picture Jack Nicholson fixing a broken garage door, and the woman says, Jesus, is there anything you aren't good at? Jack pauses, smiles, and says, well, nothing comes to mind right now, but I'll let you know if I think of anything. And this one is like painfully stupid, so be prepared. It's like a self-defense class for older women. The instructor says to the women, all right, class, in today's lesson, I will show you how to quickly and efficiently tear off a man's ballsack.